In Colombia, right-wing paramilitary forces have pledged to demobilize by the end of 2005. If the promise is kept, more than 10,000 fighters will be disarmed. Many of them were responsible for some of the worst massacres in Colombian history. The catch is, the paramilitaries and the government have not yet agreed on the conditions for demobilization, and many Colombians worry the price will be too high. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Bogota.
Sunday was Independence Day here in Colombia, and the people of Bogota came out in force to applaud the parading armed forces. Opinion polls here have shown growing confidence in the armed forces, especially since President Álvaro Uribe took office last year and increased the defense budget. Uribe is also trying to professionalize the military by severing its ties with illegal right-wing paramilitaries. The armed forces and the paramilitaries have traditionally had a cozy relationship, since they're both fighting leftist insurgents. But lately, the armed forces have been more willing to treat the paramilitaries as outlaws. Herman Gomez is 30 years old. Like most Colombians, he can't remember anything but warfare during his lifetime. But he says there's reason for hope in the government's new attitude toward the paramilitaries. Fortunately, we have a democratic president who believes all Colombians should obey the law. These negotiations with the paramilitaries are the only solution because the paramilitaries are no longer acceptable, Gomez says. Last week, the government announced the start of a peace process with the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, the country's largest paramilitary organization. The government's representative in the negotiations is a prominent psychologist named Luis Carlos Restrepo. He says his secret meetings with paramilitary leaders have been encouraging.
Algo que yo ya había constatado hace muchos años.
I see something here that I've seen before, years ago, when I used to work with juvenile delinquents and drug addicts. These people are capable of terrible crimes, but if at a certain moment you offer them a reasonable path back to civilian life, they're also capable of showing good sense.
President Uribe's critics have welcomed the possible removal of thousands of fighters from Colombia's civil conflict, but they wonder what the paramilitaries will get in return. Daniel Garcia Peña is a former government peace negotiator.
It is a very strange kind of negotiation. Usually negotiations are bring together old enemies. The fact is that the paramilitaries, as a policy, never attacked the state. And only recently has the state began to attack the paramilitaries, and it has done so mainly because of the pressure exerted both from the United States and from Europe.
Garcia Peña also points out that not all the paramilitary leaders are taking part in the talks. As many as 3,000 fighters have been left out. Of the leaders who are participating, several have been charged with crimes ranging from drug smuggling to mass murder. They're expected to demand amnesty in return for peace, and Garcia Peña says the government would probably be tempted to grant it if it weren't for pressure from the U.S.
I think that the U.S. is also quite skeptical that with this so-called peace process with the paramilitaries, what is really going to happen is that drug traffickers are going to be able to get pardons for their illegal activities. And this, I think, raises a lot of eyebrows in Washington.
The U.S. has asked for the extradition of a number of paramilitary leaders on drug smuggling charges, and so far the Colombian government has reaffirmed Washington's right to do so. But the talks have hardly begun, and government negotiator Restrepo says he expects he'll have to strike a balance between the needs of justice and the needs of peace. Martin Costi, NPR News, Bogota.